It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. We have the amazing Josh Bernstein here. His website is patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. He does also a lot of the fill-ins for the Next News Network with Gary Franchi, which, by the way, the president does watch, so hopefully he's going to watch some of the stuff. You entered with a story you want to mention that I have on the top of my news blog, I do now every day, about literally our tech companies here in America are going to do repeat what they did in China with social rating scores. This is very scary stuff, and it's right in our face now, isn't it?
It truly is. And look, if, you know, people watched this take place in China and they said, oh, God, come on, that would never happen in the United States. That couldn't happen. We would never allow that to happen. Well, meanwhile, if you go to the Drudge Report today, it says, uh-oh, Silicon Valley is building a Chinese-style social credit system. Now, to give you an idea how dangerous this is, right now in China, if you support the Tibetan Buddhism, you get a knock against you. If you fail to pay a debt to a company, you get a knock against you. If you are an excessive video gamer, you get your scoring lower. If you criticize the government, you get your score almost down into the toilet. If you're late on a payment, you get knocked down. If you fail to sweep the sidewalk in front of your store or your house, if you smoke, if you play loud music, if you go on a train, if you jaywalk, I mean, almost anything you do in China right now is scored. And if you're not a fan of the show Black Mirror, you may want to watch episode 1 in season 3, because they do a spoof on this in a futuristic setting on the social credit scores. And I'll tell you, it is absolutely frightening. Now, what President Trump needs to do is he needs to arrest the heads of Google, Twitter, and Facebook and shut down Silicon Valley. I would go in with the federal government and shut it down, because what they're doing is illegal. They are usurping the First Amendment freedom of speech and our First Amendment right, the freedom of speech. They must be shut down. Right. And if not, then, you know, we need to figure out a way to get them gone.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I know that the Europeans are starting to freak out because they're not under the same constraints as their politicians and corrupt business in America. But the social media are starting to get chomped on by you know, Facebook, Google, etc. But when they talk about the social rating score, this is the Matrix. This is the whole full force of you being a part of the Internet of Things. You become an Internet of Things individual locked in the Matrix, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, this is not a situation where a private company has freedom of speech. This is affecting all Americans' freedom of speech. Now, I am no fan of government intervention on freedom of speech. I'm no fan of government intervention pretty much on anything. But in this case, the federal government needs to get involved, and if they have to send the military in and drag these MFers out by their hair, that's what needs to happen. They are not going to sit here and destroy the freedom of speech in America and our Constitution that we have fought for and bled for and died for hundreds of years. We're not going to let it happen. And I'll tell you right now, they continue to do this, they're going to have a major problem, not just from people like me, but millions of Americans that are not going to put up with this. And we will take care of this. Let me tell you, we will take care of this any means possible. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, and by the way, any means is a very broad thing, from legal action to physical action, which can be very nasty. You know, the three boxes I referred to with Dr. Fred
any
Graves.
Any means possible.
Any means possible. We have the voting box, which is there. We have the cartridge box, and we have the pro se litigant legal box. But all three boxes are going to be operational when this gets rolling, isn't it?
There's no question about it. Look,
yeah,
this cannot stand. They've censored conservative voices for far too long. I know that President Trump said that he was going to do something about it, but I am now begging the president to do something about it, because if he doesn't do it, trust me, there are millions of Americans that will do it, regardless of whether or not the president or the government does it. Okay? So we're not threatening anything. We're not saying that we're going to go in guns blazing or anything like that. But we will make sure that we have our right to free speech in this country, and ain't nobody going to take that away from us.
Right. Well, to be honest with you, we're not like the Soviet Union when they had disarmed public or China. We're armed to the teeth. We're aware. And in, again, that, you know, we might think it's a very tiny minority. It's not. I would say if you ask the public out there if they believe 9/11 was an inside job or there's anomalies, or if there's anomalies over everything, including the Gulf Wars, the majority of Americans are at least highly suspicious, even if they don't have all the facts. It's not a minority. It's actually a large majority think things are not right with Camelot. How's that?
Yeah. These social media companies, they need to make a choice, and that choice is you're going to be a platform or you're going to be a publisher. You can't be both.
Right.
And we should be enforcing Rule 302 of the Communications Decency Act and throwing these people in prison for the rest of their lives, burning them at the stake. I don't care what we have to do to make sure that these people understand that they're not going to silence us. You
right.
don't silence Americans and get away with it, okay? There's one thing, you know, you can say whatever you want about me or any other conservative. You can call us names. You can do whatever you want. But when you take away our right to speak, as I say, it is not just a slogan. I would rather die on my feet than live on my knees. And when I say that, I don't say that just to be sensational. I say that meaning it full well.
I'll introduce a new term for you, which I think you'll like. It's called languicide, destroying language. And you see it up there with the
exactly.
Yeah, the politicians killing words. So they're taking felons, and you aren't a felon anymore, a drug addict or whatever, or a junior person under, say, 18 that's committed a crime. They've actually tried to remove the words so you can't even have a dialogue or even oppose what they say. So they're using languicide to actually remove words while we're trying to have a discussion. They don't want to make sure the discussion can't even start because you can't even describe things accurately.
Hey, I'm a pretty normal and civilized person, and, you know, I put up with a lot of garbage, you know, that I don't like in politics and in politicians, and that's fine. But the minute you try to silence me and keep me from being able to speak, well, then you run the risk of that.
Right.
And not just me, millions of Americans. We're not
right.
going to be silenced, and we're certainly not going to be silenced before this 2020 election either. And let
that
be a warning to Silicon Valley or anybody else that decides that they think that they know what's best and what they want to have people hear and not hear.
Right.
This is America, the land of freedom and opportunity and freedom of speech, and it will remain as such, so help me God.
Well, you know, when you look at Bernie, and the thing is, Bernie is so far over the left, people say, oh, that won't happen. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening even under Trump. And the thing is, I want you and I and other experts to get a chance to talk to Trump. Mick Mulvaney's doing a dance, not only 5G, but 6G. They talk about you cycle toxic water, that hydrofract that can actually cause earthquakes, and put it toxic water into veggies or organic veggies. They talk about doing things. So on the one hand, you got the left that's completely crazy, and if just an even average Democrat, I mean, I talked to, look, when I watched the show with Fox, the average Democrat can't vote for the current Democrats. That's why even mentally disturbed and kind of pre-demented Biden is not as offensive as some of these other people. He's still ahead of the tribe in terms of voting. But the fact is, while that distraction's happening, all this stuff is going on even under Trump. And the thing is that when the tech industries are doing this, what's Trump saying about it? Is he going to go and do executive order to kind of arrest these son of a bitches? Honestly,
he better because
what's going on right now is we have a situation where if they bring over Chinese-style social rating, people can lose their job, they can lose their online business, which a lot of people have already lost because they put up information that the so-called pundits don't like on YouTube and Facebook and whatever. I'm sure you've had that effect. I mean, what's happened to you or to that you've been probably punished?
If President Trump doesn't do something about this,
right.
trust me, we will. Okay? We
right.
will. That's not a threat. That's a promise. We
right.
will. However we're going to do it, we will galvanize against Silicon Valley, and we will do what we can litigation-wise.
Yeah, pro se litigation is the best, actually. That's why that course is so important.
Possible.
That pro se litigation course is so important. We're going to have Dr. Fritt on every week. If people do the course, and we have thousands of people that follow your direction, because you know more facts and say more names than anybody else I know about who's really doing this. And in fact, it's not a theory out there. Oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. No, this stuff's happening. When they talk about this, and it's on the Drudge, it's on the first article there, talking about Silicon Valley. I'll read the article here a bit. It says, uh-oh, Silicon Valley is building a Chinese-style social credit system. That's up on fastcompany.com, and it's a big website link. And it shows all the digital data over all the cities, with the city being kind of a greenish-yellow tint. Have you heard about China's social credit system? It's a technological-enabled, surveillance-based national program designed to nudge citizens toward better behavior. The ultimate goal is to, quote, allow the trustworthy to roam everywhere under heaven while making it hard for the discredited to take a single step. That's according to the Chinese government. Oh, exactly. My God. OMG. It's an OMG moment. Oh, my God moment, right?
There's no question about it.
People don't want to, we want to attack them. You or I, I'm thinking, please don't do that.
I'm going to cover this on this week's show.
Good.
Because this is serious.
I need to go to your website, by the way, patreon.com/Josh Bernstein or Next News Network, because you cover more stuff and get more play than almost anybody I know, which is why this is damn important. And also, the same thing, the president's pushing 5G. If you got 5G, maybe even 6G, this is tied directly to the social rating stuff, because then they can track you down to a cubic meter and even eventually insert ideas into your thought or even insert scalar frequencies into your DNA and your cells. People, oh, no, they can. I said, you know what? You're just not informed, okay? They can. We're living in Blade Runner time now, aren't we? Okay. Blade Runner.
This is a serious subject. Medicare for all, not a serious subject, although it's dangerous. Green New Deal, not really a serious subject because, again, it's dangerous, but it's never going to happen, okay? Raising taxes to 70, 80% is bad, but it's not that serious, okay? The Second Amendment and the First Amendment are the two amendments that if you come after those two amendments in particular in America, you're going to meet a resistance like you've never seen ever. And here's the thing. All we want to do is be left alone. That's what the left doesn't get. They want to change this country into something that we don't recognize. And all we want to do, which is not a radical thing, is just leave us alone. Let us live our lives. Let us have our guns. Let us have our free speech. Let us have our opinions. Let us do our thing. Let us raise our children. Let us, you know, enjoy our lives. And you want to destroy that one thing which we want, which is to be left alone. And you want to continue to nudge at us. And you want to continue to poke the bear. Well, you know what's going to happen when you poke the bear eventually? He's going to rise up and he's going to eat you. And that's what's going to happen. The American people are going to eat the left. Okay? They're going to eat Silicon Valley.
But they're also going to eat the elements of the right that are doing this, too, because it's not just the left thing, too.
This meal would have been prepared by themselves because they are on a suicide mission coming after the conservative right in this country. And they need to understand that they're treading on very, very, very dangerous waters. Very.
Well, I honestly think...
Write that up, right-wing watch.
Exactly. What they have to understand, this is at the point now, I think, this is an extinction-level event. That's how bad it is. Right?
Yeah. This is it. I mean, look, I said on my show today that I released, I said, Democrats eat and root in garbage, okay? And all you have to do is look at San Francisco, you know, and Los Angeles and, you know, New York, as I like to call it now. All these areas that are run by liberal politicians, they're all crime-ridden, they're all drug-infested, they're all rat-infested, there's no opportunity, they're disgusting, they're terrible areas to live, and they're health hazards now. Why? Because these animals allow them to defecate and urinate on the street, and now they refuse to clean it up. And instead of fixing the problem, what do they want to do now? They want to change the language. Oh, no, those aren't felons. No, those aren't felons. Those are justice system people, right?
Right, exactly.
Oh, wait a minute. They're not homeless. No. They're just housing deficient individuals. I am so tired of this. Again, I'm not a big fan of the federal government, but when it gets to this point where we have no other choice, the federal government should go in with FEMA and emergency management, clean up these cities, arrest these mayors and governors in these cities by force.
Absolutely. You're right on.
For doing it.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Yeah, and we're coming back, Josh. When I look at the major news items, that's right at the top there about Silicon Valley. And I think if Donald Trump does not call Silicon Valley, Google, and all the other, he's going to lose the election. Even if he's seems to be ahead in the vote, he also needs to make sure he's responding to his base. His base must realize some of these things need to be addressed, and he's not. He's doing great things for the economy. He plans on when, if he gets elected, he's going to help the middle class more. He's doing things to help healthcare piecemeal here and there, like need to try in terms of therapy, and he should have a law executive order to allow insurance carriers to start selling insurance across borders, across state borders. He needs to start moving toward things like allowing insurance carriers to pay doctors and health professionals based on hourly wage rather than on a fee-for-service. He needs to have an executive order to get rid of malpractice. But to be honest with you, Trump needs to do things before the election, and especially if he doesn't deal with calling and jailing the social media companies, he's going to lose the election, isn't he?
No question about it. I don't care how good the economy is. I don't care how many jobs are created. There are millions of Americans that voted for Trump that now don't like him, even though he has been successful. They don't like his tweeting. They don't like him personally. And because they don't like him personally, they're not going to vote for him again. So these conservatives that are living in this bubble that think that because the economy is doing so wonderful and he's accomplished so much that he's a shoo-in to win in 2020, they don't understand the nastiness, the vitriol of the left. And in part, many, you know, brain-dead Americans that do not recognize all the wonderful things that this president has done.
Right.
And with Silicon Valley's help switching votes and illegal aliens, cheating in the election, the left is going to be on superbolic, hydro, whatever you want to call it, Superman-style steroids when it comes to voter fraud in this next election.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll be enough to get one of these psychopaths in office. So I think President Trump needs to understand, if you don't crack down on Silicon Valley, Silicon Valley is going to crack down on you so hard and embarrass you.
You may not even win
10 states
Silicon Valley was caught off guard because the latest I hear about Hillary Clinton is that she had secret deals inside with Google and with Google Techs and other people inside of Silicon Valley that...
Yep.
Almost guaranteed, they thought for sure she's going to be the queen of America, the chief reptiless of the United States, okay? The chief Draco, if you want to call it, of the United States. People don't understand this. They don't understand if these demon rats get control of power. I mean, Trump may be unaware of some things which he can be upgraded in his knowledge to stop it. For example, he should put fiber optic everywhere, which is much faster and better than Wi-Fi, and he should stop the idea of 5G network and autonomous vehicles. He should literally close off trade with China. To me, don't just put trade tariffs on these guys because they keep manipulating their currency. Block all Chinese goods coming to America immediately and make them come to the table. Then also literally tell all the companies that are in American or European or other companies to leave China now. Leave. And then seize all the banks that are being transferred to the SWIFT bank system of the PLA communist billionaires. That'll teach them a damn lesson. And the same thing with the Russian oligarchs with their nukes in the Lauchila Island in the Antilles. By the way, this new storm is coming directly at them, you know. Let me see what the name of the storm is. It's over on Drudge. It's called Storm Watch of Dorian, like Dorian Gray. People need to understand, Trump could do these things with executive order right now, couldn't he?
He could. And look, I'm no fan of executive order, but when it does help the country and it promotes liberty and freedom and prosperity, then I'm all for it.
The 1977 law gave them that authority to do that with companies and trade. And now the Chinese say, they want a calm discussion. The Chinese aren't calm. They're not calm. There's not 3.6 million, even like they said on Drudge. I have internal contacts. It's approaching 14 million under citizens, where in China, if you got a low social rating, you can't get health care or even drugs or sew up a wound. Did you know that? You get nothing. You can't get a job. You can't buy food. You can't get on a train or plane. You're a non-citizen. You literally, if you don't get the hell out of the country, you cease to exist.
Yeah, if you don't love the government in China, then the China government doesn't love you back, and they don't allow you to do pretty much anything.
Get health care. No, you get nothing.
You're denigrated to nothingness, basically. You can't have anything. You know,
they
can't go to school. You can't do anything. So they force you in order to comply. They force you through this credit scoring system. And if Silicon Valley thinks that they're going to do that to us, man, they've got another thing coming. We are not going to stand by and allow that to happen.
No,
that is a promise, not a threat.
I got a new term for you. It's called alt-deletocide. Do you like that?
Alt-deletocide. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They're alt-deleting us out of existence. And they're doing it in China. I think, well, we tested in the laboratory of China. Now we want to do it in the West. And we're not talking about even months later. They've only started this really in the last year or so in China, last year and a half to 2 years.
Right.
And they're nervy enough to actually do it even while we've got Trump running for election.
I covered it on your show about almost 2 years ago, if you remember.
Yeah. Where is this going? I mean, a lot of people think they want to spit on the messenger. They want to spit on Josh Bernstein. I think Josh, and you're a very solid guy. Unless you have documents or things that are in the open news, you don't even bring it out. You don't talk about conspiracy theory stuff or whatever. You just talk about stuff that's right in your face, like your articles on Drudge. Right?
Right. Exactly. I mean, I didn't bring this stuff up. I'm not making this stuff up.
And you have names, places.
For people that think that this can't happen, you have to understand that years ago, Americans used to go to the bank and stand in line and say hello to their favorite teller and ask how their children are doing to get their money and their business transactions done. Then it became less personal, and instead it became these little kiosks, boxes, right? These automatic teller machines. And you'd go in and you'd stick a card in, and, you know, you'd get your money out that way. And then what happened? You were then allowed to use that same card to swipe at the store to buy your favorite items, right? Now it's what? You stick the card in the machine, right? There's no more swipe. You stick the card in the machine. Well, what do you think is next, folks? They're going to put that little chip inside of you, all right? And it ain't going to happen to me. You'd have to kill me first before you chip me, that's for sure.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What's going to happen next? I know what's going to happen. They're going to push the chip, and they're going to say, hey, it's voluntary. You don't need it. You don't have to have it. It's not mandatory. However, if you want to drive your car, if you want to get into your house, if you want to buy groceries at the store, if you want to get gas at the gas station, if you want to purchase things, well, you may want to have the chip because many of those things are going to say, if you don't have the chip, you can't get them.
That's how they condition
your behavior to take something that's quote-unquote not mandatory and making it mandatory.
Well, aren't they also talking about how more and more people are being ransomware, like in Texas and so on? The idea they're trying to say it's so unstable, the only way to prove it is biometrically have a chip in you, and that proves it even with maybe a micro drop of your blood. In 1999, I went to Oak Ridge National Lab in Building 10, and they showed me where they had actually worked with Affymetrics in Chicago, and they actually had a micro drop, and in 5 minutes could do a DNA endonuclease with a 42-cent chip, and in 5 minutes tell who you were from any other individual on the planet with even your HLA haplotype of which organs can be transplanted. People don't know this stuff. That's 20 years ago. You know, honest to gosh, I mean, people don't understand how bad things are. And then they want to spit at the messenger because, don't upset us, Dr. Deagle. We listen to Alex Jones or the Info Warrior, this idiot or that idiot on coast to coast. They don't know that they only get the whole truth, undoctored, unmelted down so you'll like us. We don't do it to like you. We want to save your butt. Because right now, if the social media came in, for example, let's say Trump didn't win the election. Let's say he did it anyway. Let's say Trump wins the election, but they still have social rating. They'll do it grade by grade by grade. They'll start off real low, and then the people that are like this, like millennials, you can opt into it, just like you say. And in a few years' time, won't be opt in. You won't be able to get gasoline or go into the grocery store or even the federal building unless you have a chip.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's what American governments do.
Right.
As opposed to third world governments, which just say, sorry, this is the way it's going to be, and if you don't like it, we're going to put a bullet in your head.
Right.
In America, it's death by a thousand cuts. It's introduced slowly. Perfect example is the Affordable Care Act, right? They even gave it a nice friendly name. Instead of, I call it the Unaffordable Careless Act.
Right. Yeah,
but
what
happened? They decided that, we're going to give health care, right? They made it a positive for America to fool you and lull you into giving up your freedom and your rights, right? We're going to give you free health care. The government's going to provide health care for you, right? We're going to make it a affordable for you, right? Well, now we find out what? Not only is it not affordable, that the premiums have skyrocketed 400 to 800%. You can't keep your doctor, and by all intents and purposes, you can't even keep your insurance because you can't afford it. Why? Because the government lied to you and the government deceived you. Now they want to take it a step further, and they want to say Medicare for all. We want to take care of everybody, right? It sounds wonderful. Medicare for all. Meanwhile, they want to enslave you. They want to enslave you. If they could, they would come up to conservatives and they'd put a bullet in our head. And people
they enslave the health providers too.
That the left hates us. They hate us to the point where they taste blood. And you can clearly see that they do by this stupid movie they were going to put out, The Hunt, right?
Right.
What was that all about?
I heard they're actually still pushing to try to get it back
supporters.
Out.
So anyone that says that I'm off base and I'm crazy and that my comments are out of context, no, they're not. I'm going by their judgment. I'm going by their deviant behavior and the pattern of this behavior that they have shown towards people like me and you and the president and millions of other people that have supported making America great again. We are in a battle against the left.
And by the way, they'll try to destroy your reputation.
Get nasty.
I had a recent situation where a friend made a comment. They went on the internet and they said, well, Dr. Deagle, you killed patients with opioids, and Dr. Deagle, da-da-da-da. I said, you know what? That situation was a lie. They proved that the patient killed himself with illegal drugs and a prescription he got from the University Hospital after he was discharged because he was positive for drugs. But after they did this, the Board of Examiners was after me because I was releasing information about Superfund sites and the Matrix, which is at the Schriever Air Force Base. And they didn't even like me praying with patients. So the SOBs at the Board of Examiners put this out. It's still out there, and I'm thinking of suing them now after this number of years. Because after I left the state of California, Colorado, in 2004, they didn't do anything against my license until 3 years later, 3 years and 2 months. Because I had perfect right. I just decided I've had enough of this stuff. I'm leaving. My family, after I went through the crap the year before, my wife and family left and moved back to Nova Scotia. So when I moved back there, the same crap followed me to Nova Scotia, and they gave me trouble in Nova Scotia. I was board certified in family and internal medicine and occupational medicine, board eligible working toward interventional pain medicine, a toxicologist certified by the federal government, the FEMA, Olympics, and the Department of Energy, and a medical legal expert in every specialty. And yet the SOBs wanted to persecute me, and I've never harmed a patient ever or missed a diagnosis. This is because you got to destroy the reputation so nobody will believe us when we tell them the truth. You know, all they have to do is demo read. If they go to your website and read the documents you show or the video clips links, it's not like open to opinion. You just have to read. Oh, I didn't want to believe Josh because it sounded too extreme. I didn't want to believe Deagle because I'd like to hate Deagle because they told me on the internet that he killed patients. Bull. I didn't kill any patients ever. I've been in practice now since 1977, 42 years, and I have never harmed a patient. I've never missed a diagnosis, ever. And you know, when this foolishness is out there, it's because the people like Dr. Jansen, when I reported him, they put screws to a patient's nerve roots in an IME. He said, he called me up and threatened me that he actually knew the board president and board members. So people need to understand what's going on here. I'm sure your reputation's been tarnished and attacked by people like Right Wing Watch and other idiots. They don't want anybody to even just look at the evidence you present. They don't want to hear the logic because you're a decent person. You're a humanitarian.
Exactly.
You care about people
and
no matter what their religious background or their skin color, right?
You know, they're obviously my political nemesis, and Kyle Mentila is, you know, he's too afraid to ever face me. I've invited him on my show numerous times, but, you know, he's one of those soy boy, you know, social justice warrior idiots, you know, full of estrogen. You know, he probably wears mom jeans and rides a tricycle. But he would never come on my show, and
you're
such
a comedian.
You know, respectful. I would allow him to get his points across. We would have a nice dialogue, and I would, you know, intellectually eviscerate him and embarrass him in front of hundreds of thousands of people. And I get it; he doesn't want that to happen to him. So
intellectual evisceration with survival is a good thing, isn't it?
Are going to continue to, you know, drop little Molotov cocktails. Look what Josh said. Look what Deagle said. Look what they said. Meanwhile, their audience is not even an eighth of as large as mine. That's for
exactly.
Sure.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. And there should be no restrictions on it.
Josh, you have lots of amazing things to say here. An armed society is a polite society. Even in Switzerland, I heard there's some moves to try to take away some of the gun rights, where until you're, I think, 65 or 67, you have to actually spend 2 weekends a month and 2 weeks a year actually with the training with not only mortar but also advanced weapons of multi-shot, long-range guns. It's a polite society. People need to know that the killing fields occur, like this Walmart, where the guy traveled 685 miles to a Walmart where he knew people wouldn't be carrying guns. Because it was a black or Hispanic lady had a gun, which they're often better with handguns than men. That guy would have been shot within seconds or hit with a pepper spray gun that can go 150 feet. The ones, by the way, you can go to Walmart and buy them that have a 150-foot range. And he would have been either knocked down or dead. or shot sufficiently so he couldn't be handling a gun and be bleeding from his, say, thigh. The problem is that what we have is a society that wants to change the words, the Democrats. They want to actually have open borders. They want MS-13 here killing us and raping us. And they want us to be disarmed so that we are totally dependent on the state. And they don't even want us to eat meat anymore. I mean, that's how crazy this is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is absolutely insane. No question. We're off the air now?
No, we're not. We're on.
Oh, we are. Okay. I thought we were. But yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, look.
No, we're on now. This is. I want to hear you're on. That last rant you did was pretty dang amazing. And honestly, a dark, funny comedy. I mean, some of the things that are scariest are actually the funniest because they make you cry and laugh at the same time, don't they?
Yeah, they certainly do. But look, I'm a passionate person. And, you know, my show is not an act. You know, number one, I do my show in one take. And that's why you don't see any jump cuts and you don't see any edit cuts. I do it all in one take. And it comes from the heart. And it's passion. And I'm a truth seeker and a truth teller. And I tell it like it is. And I don't worry about what people think, and I don't worry about the consequences. I would never say anything threatening. I would never use profanity. I would never use any vulgarity. I would never use any graphic images. I don't do that, okay? I run a clean show. But it's a show filled with absolute passion and passion for America and for saving America. You know, I always say, yeah, I'm a conservative, but I'm not really a conservative. I'm a preservative. And I want to preserve everything that is great about this nation, from its founding, from our principles, from our values, our Judeo-Christian values, to our family values, to our societal values. I am tired of seeing the sickness, the decay, the moral decline of this country. And I speak up and I speak out loud about it in a very passionate manner. And I will continue to do that till my last breath on earth. Because as I say in my video, I eat, sleep, and breathe protecting this nation. I say I'm like Superman without wearing a cape. I'm a superhero that doesn't wear a cape.
You're a geopolitical
Superman. I've never served
Superman,
in the military. I never have. I wish maybe I did, but I didn't. And so you know what? If I haven't served in the military, I'm serving my country now, each and every day for eternity, because I want to save my children and your children and future children and grandchildren of those children's future generations. I want them to live in an America that I recognize. I want them to live in an America that I cherish and that is the greatest and the envy of the rest of the world. And that's why I do what I do, and that's why I fight so hard.
Right, and that's why, of course, right now with the totalitarian central control of Venezuela has destroyed the number one oil nation in the world. China, which has a giant population, should have a great economy. It's collapsing. The reason is central control and totalitarianism and the destruction of exceptionalism, which occurs in America, is if these globalists and these get there, if you were to actually be in front of Trump, and he's doing a lot of great things, but he needs to do some more great things and become aware of things like 5G, GMO, recycled toxic water, and real solutions. I mean, I think you already have a number of solutions like dealing with the tech companies. That Trump, if he doesn't do it, we're going to really regret it, whether he gets elected or not. And what would you say to Trump in, say, four statements you'd tell him if you had a half an hour with him at the White House? What would you say?
First and foremost, I would tell him to rein in Silicon Valley. I would say, look, you know, you have a great social media following. You've got millions of fans and supporters. But if they can't hear what you have to say to them, then you're not going to go anywhere in 2020. You're going to be drowned out by Silicon Valley. You're going to be drowned out by the left-wing media. You're going to be drowned out by all the hard-left Marxist communists in America. So I would tell him first and foremost, rein in Silicon Valley. I would arrest the heads of Silicon Valley for usurping the will of the American people and trying to censor their First Amendment freedom of speech. Right. That would be the number one thing I would tell him to do. The number two thing I would tell him to do would be to arrest all mayors, city officials, and governors of states that run sanctuary cities. They should be immediately arrested. They should be rounded up and arrested. And I would defund all of those cities. And then what I would do is I would send in FEMA, emergency management, what have you, to clean up those cities, get rid of the disease, get rid of the needles, get rid of the, you know, the human waste and all the other things. I would clean them up in hazmat suits. Those would be the first three things that I would do, and then I would spend the rest of the time working on building and constructing and finishing the border wall.
Right.
That's what I would do. I'd forget about trade. I'd forget about Obamacare. I'd forget about taxes. I'd forget about anything else. I would concentrate on those three things first and foremost. And once those are all done and you're reelected, then, you know, you move on from there. And, of course, I would make sure that these people that tried to steal the election are also held accountable and imprisoned.
Right.
He does those three or four things. He's going to win, you know, almost every single state.
Yeah. And of course, my short list of things that he needs to do with the border, he needs to send troops to the Guatemalan-Mexican border. He needs to send special forces to kill the drug cartels. He needs to actually sanction the people inside the SAD division of the CIA that are working with the drug cartels, because you know that Fast and Furious is an example of the fact that our agencies are working with them there and also in Afghanistan with now the Taliban. They're working on a deal. He needs to actually start dealing much more toughly. He mentioned yesterday when I was listening to some of the representatives talking about China, he needs to hit them a lot harder. They're not hit hard enough yet. And they need to actually freeze their money of the oligarchs, freeze their imports. Don't allow just a tariff. Just shut it down. Shut down. And also start deporting all of these students that are actually stealing technology. You know, Marco Rubio is correct. And we have to realize that China wants to steal all technology because we have an innovative economy. Without innovation, we don't have one, do we?
No, we don't. And, you know, one thing I want to say, I know we don't have a lot more time left on this, and I was going to do a full segment on my show about what we're talking about here, especially with the, you know, the Chinese credit scoring system and all that.
Right.
But this show has been by far one of the best ones we've done for a whole hour.
Right.
And if you don't mind, after the show, if you can get me a link to this program that I can download and add an image into, or if you want to do it yourself, I'll upload this to my channel as a full segment. Because millions, you know,
hundreds of thousands
of people need to see this and hear
what we're talking about. I can actually take the show and just add images, like an ad image of that you have on your own.
Yeah, why
show
don't
network.
You do that? Because and then get that to me, because I'm going to upload this later on this week onto my channel, because my fans, your fans, everyone's fans, they need.
Well, it's
to
converted afterward with
Pippa.io
directly. The audio file is converted to Pippa.io to an audio file, and of course, I'll make sure that the picture that it has up on the front there's a picture of you.
Yeah, you have to have a picture in it, otherwise YouTube will not accept it. It'll just be audio only.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll have it. I'll have it in YouTube right after the show.
Yeah.
Because
my audience is going to absolutely love this. Your audience will love this. And
we've got to
tell the truth to everyone out there. And maybe this video, when it's done, will go out to lots of other people and will help open up hearts and minds. And maybe they have friends that are either in the middle or to the left more, and they can understand where we're coming from. Because they're not going to hear the unadulterated, pure, authentic, raw truth like this anywhere else. They're not going to get it on Fox, right? They're certainly not going to get it on any of the local television shows. They may get a little glimpse of it here and there on talk radio, but they're certainly not going to get it to the extent
or the solution
in which we're putting it out.
Right. And the problem is, you see, that Trump needs to address this now or he'll lose the election. And he'll lose not only America, because America is a doorstop for the whole world. If America goes down, the whole world goes down. Boris and Britain and all the nations, including the communist Chinese, that actually are probably pushing toward a revolution in China to get rid of the communists, won't happen. What we should be doing is pushing so that not only is Hong Kong separate and distinct, but also Taiwan can never be taken over by China. And there's, I'm sure, districts all across China that want to have some form of democracy and get rid of the damn communists. Same thing in Russia. Putin is a maniac, okay? And people have to realize what's going on is we're in grave danger of dealing with a military and an economic and an intellectual and a, if you want to call it, a patent war with these maniacs. And if we don't stand up to them, like our previous governments haven't, it's game over for America and the whole world. That's why America, to be honest with you, is so important, because this election coming up is going to determine if the human race is going to survive, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I hate to say that, but that is true. Look, I mean, look what they did, and I'm no fan of Tulsi Gabbard. She seems a little more sensible than the rest of them. But they literally have taken her out of the upcoming debates. Why? Well, because she got rid of Kamala downtown on Willie Brown Harris, who has probably slept with more than half of Hollywood and has been ridden harder than the Triple Crown winner.
Right.
And so she's now pretty much not even
she had a rating because where she should have been. She should have been in the debates.
BS and let America know who was watching all about who she is and how fake and, you know, two-faced she is and everything else. And what did they do? She qualified for the amount of donors. She qualified for the amount of polling to be included on the debate stage. But because she's a threat to the Marxist radical leftists out there, she's not included. But you know what? I hope that Tulsi decides to run as an independent, because
right.
Trump will absolutely crush whoever the Democratic nominee is, because a lot of the sensible Democrats will go and vote for Tulsi. They'll take the votes away from, you know, Warren or Biden or Sanders or whoever the psychopath ends up being on their side of the aisle. And President Trump, well, he walks away with it. Four more years, we get a chance to continue this amazing journey of fixing America and making it great again and more prosperous and more wealthy. And that's what needs to happen. So in some respects, I'm glad that they're shunning her, because if she has any integrity at all, she'll say, you know what? I'm gonna do what they did to Bernie Sanders. They're not gonna do to me, and I'm gonna get one back on the DNC.
Yeah.
I'm gonna run as an independent. And I hope that's what she does, because again, I don't want her to win. I want President Trump to win. And if she runs as an independent, you can pretty much assure that he's gonna win re-election.
Exactly. And then what I would do after that, I would recommend Trump offer her some kind of position where her positive things about her views can be worked out inside some aspect
of
the government.
Yeah, maybe, put her in charge of, I don't know, veteran affairs or something. I mean, look, she's a, for the most part, sensible woman. But look, I don't trust anyone with a D in front of their name. I'll be perfectly honest. Because if you vote for that party, then obviously you believe in the junk science of global warming. You obviously believe in DACA or DAPA or open borders or amnesty, and you more than likely have an affinity towards globalism rather than protecting our nation and putting America first.
Right.
So, you know, when you have a D in front of your name, I don't care how quote-unquote conservative or more moderate you may seem to be, I still am not going to trust you.
So, oh, no, you can't vote for her, but I'm saying,
as far as I'm concerned, there's one choice in 2020. And that is
Donald
President Trump.
Exactly. We just want to educate Trump on some issues that he needs to be upgraded on. 5G network, 6G, GMO foods and recycled water. Be tougher on Russia and China. Be tougher on the border. Send the troops down to help those 6,000 Chinese on the Guatemalan border. I honestly think Trump is going to do it. And I can see step by step, he's going to put the thumbscrews on China. He's going to toughen the border. He's changing the rules regarding the rule for keeping kids so they're not separated from their parents. And they're going to be kept with their families until they get a court hearing. This is all good, isn't it? All good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
We just need to educate Trump of a few little issues, but beyond that, he's my man.
This program is by far, out of all the years we've been doing this together, I would assume is the best one we've ever done. And we need to take this one in particular. Tomas, I'm sure, is listening. Maybe he can help you with it, but we need to figure out a way to get this
I'll have it within minutes after the show and upgrade it by 4 o'clock at the latest, an hour after the show. Thank you, Josh.
Right,
amazing program,
good.
As always. Coming up tomorrow, we have first hour on health and wellness. Ken Klein back, talk about spiritual issues, and John W. Spring, a whistleblower on the Laurentia Island.
Which was most important because...